Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week is something a bit different. I'm going to share a story with you, a metaphor that I heard a number of years ago. When I heard it, I pretty much had to stop driving and just to take it in because it spoke to me in so many ways. It's such a powerful metaphor, and it helped me see how I was living my life from fear. And it helped me see that and take the steps to actually let go of that fear. And for me, for the first time, to really get a sense of knowing I was okay for who I was and I was going to be okay whatever happens. In this episode, I want to share that story with you. I haven't looked at that story or read it for some time. And I'm just going to read it to you and just notice what it evokes within me, and I hope in some way it evokes a similar response in you. For you to see something, hear something that lets you know you're okay, whatever happens. Share a story with you. It's a story from one of my most favourite books, The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. It's a fantastic book. It works really well as an audiobook if you like audiobooks. Some books don't translate well to audio, but this one really does. And in the book, Michael shares this story, this analogy. And when I heard it, and I was actually listening to it, as an audiobook, I was driving. I distinctly remember the time, and this was a number of years ago, I had to stop the audio to really just reflect on it. It struck me, it just really spoke to my heart and my soul. I really resonated with the metaphor, the meaning of it. And it's really been dear to my heart for a number of years. And I haven't gone back to look over the story for a long time. But I want to share it with you now. And then I just see what comes from it, having shared it. I just hope that there's some meaning for you in this as well, because it really spoke to me and I could resonate so much at different levels of how my life, I was living this way in my life prior to our fertility journey, but also through the fertility journey. In fact, I could see I was living this way, and that actually caused a lot of my fertility problems. And when I let go of this, that's when things started to flow in life, but also in my body. Anyway, let's get to the story. Imagine that you found yourself in the midst of an open field where the sun was always shining. It was a beautiful place of great light and great openness. It was so beautiful, you decided you wanted to live there. So you bought the land, and right in the middle of the enormous field, you began personally designing and building the house of your dreams. You put down a solid foundation because you wanted the house to be very strong and to last a long time. You built the house out of concrete blocks so you wouldn't have any problems with decaying or leaking. To make the house ecologically sound, you decided to put in very few windows and to build a roof with lots of overhang. After you put in the windows and the house was complete, you realised that a lot of heat was still coming in. So you installed high quality protective shutters that not only reflected sunlight and heat back to the outside, but could also be locked down for security purposes. It was a very large house that could store enough supplies to allow for complete self-sufficiency. You even built separate quarters for a quiet acquaintance who could keep the house clean and leave you to be in solitude. As solitude would be, it would be, since your romantic quest included a commitment to no phones, radios, televisions, or internet connections. Your house was finally finished, and you were very excited to be living out there. You loved the openness of the field and the light and the beauty of nature. but most of all, you were enamoured with the house. You had put your heart and soul into every aspect of the design, and it showed. It was truly you. In fact, over time, between your infatuation with the house and your growing discomfort with all the strange sights and sounds outside, you started spending more time indoors. It was then that you realised that with the shutters and doors fully locked down, the house actually began to feel like a fortress. And this was just fine with you. Being a city person, it was pretty scary living so far out of touch in total isolation. But you're committed to making it on your own. So you gradually became accustomed to living safely within the confines of your house. You happily went about your business of reading and writing as you'd always longed to do. It was actually quite comfortable in there, since it was fully climate controlled. You'd been wise enough to install a modern full spectrum lighting system. Ironically, you found your house so comfortable, enjoyable and safe, that you stopped thinking about the outside altogether. After all, the inside was familiar, predictable, and within the realm of your control. The outside was unknown, unpredictable, and completely out of your control. Your sense of inner sanctum was supported by the fact that when the shutters and blinds were locked in place, they blended like paintings on the wall, and you never even considered risking going outside to unlock them. They were so well made that when the lights were turned off, it was absolutely pitch black, day or night. But since you were accustomed to never turning off the lights, you didn't notice this until they started burning out. It was only then you realised your predicament. No one had left you replacement bulbs compatible with the new system. This meant that once the final light failed, you were left to find your own way around the house in complete darkness. From that point forward, the only light you had came from a few candles you kept for emergencies. But there are very few of these, so you conserved them very well. Being a person who loved light, this was very difficult for you. It was not difficult enough to force you to overcome the fears you developed about leaving the safety of your house. Eventually, the stress of living in this darkness took its toll on your health, both physically and mentally. With time, the very memory of the beautiful sunlit field began to fade from your mind, never to return again. You became very concerned about keeping the house lit. The only light you knew about was the light you created in the darkness with your precious candles. It became pretty lonely in there. You were cut off from everything, and the only comfort you felt was the sense of protection your house afforded you. You were no longer aware of exactly what you were so afraid of. You were just aware of always being scared and uncomfortable. It was all you could do just to try and hold yourself together. You even stopped reading and writing because of the lack of light. It was dark, and you too were falling into darkness. Then one day, the housekeeper, who shared your overwhelming need to stay in the safety of the house, called you down to the storage cellar. You were amazed by what you saw. A full supply of emergency flashlights that had been found and could be powered up by simply shaking them. Your housekeeper had already set some up, and the cellar was fully radiant. This was a true turning point in your life. You set about your business of trying to create light, beauty and happiness within the confines of your house. You decorated each room and worked together to keep the light shining brightly until you went to sleep. You started reading and writing again, and it turned out that your housemate loved reading your writings. In fact, it was not just the artificial lights that were lighting the house. The ember of love began to glow in both your hearts. Imagine the light you could create together instead of apart. You began spending all your time with each other. You even staged a marriage ceremony. It was so beautiful as you vowed to take care of each other and bring love and light into your home. Compared to the darkness in which you had been living, this was heaven. One day, you came across a book in your library. It interested you because it talked about the natural radiant light that exists outside. It even spoke of bathing in it. But it was talking about more light than you could ever imagine, without anyone having to do anything to create it. This was confusing you. After all, the only light you knew about was the artificial light from candles and flashlights. How could you make that much light and keep it going? You didn't have a clue what this book was talking about because you could only view things in relation to the way you were living. You were living inside the house, and therefore you were living in all darkness. All the light you could experience was limited to what you could create within the house. You had lived there for so long that all your hopes, dreams, and philosophies and beliefs were founded upon being inside that dark house. Your whole world was about keeping together the life you had managed to build for yourself within the confines of the house. When you continued reading this seemingly mystical book, it spoke of what it was to actually walk around in this natural light. It seemed to be describing a self-luminous, omnipresent light that shines everywhere all at once. It was a light that falls on everything constantly and evenly. You had no frame of reference for this understanding. It touched something deep inside of you. The book then discussed actually going outside. That is, going beyond the walls of the world you created for yourself. In fact, it said while you were attached and enamored with the world you created to avoid darkness, you will never know the abundance of light and love that is beyond the confines of your house. How will you ever go outside when you are so dependent on what you have built inside? When I first heard that, it really struck me how much I built out these confines of this house in my head, how the walls of the house are my thoughts. And I felt it kept me safe, but actually it imprisoned me. The outside felt scary, full of judgment, full of rejection. All I craved was to feel safe in my house, where free from judgment, free from rejection. And this idea of this natural, pure, constant love, light, that requires nothing from us, was alien to me. But this story really reminded me that actually it was my thinking keeping me in the darkness, struggling constantly to try and keep some internal light, some internal feeling of being okay. And the idea of just being able just to be, to know I was okay for who I was, to receive this light, this abundant, natural, never-ending love, this light, without earning it, without working for it, just really cracked my heart open. I can feel again now this idea that I don't have to earn that love, that worthiness. Being in the house, in the prison of our house, causes tension, it's fear, it's tension, and that tension goes into our body. It was understanding this and seeing this and coming out of my house and really bathing in that light, allowing myself to receive that light. That's when things fell into place for us. That's when I began to feel okay in myself, knowing I was worthy, knowing I was loved, knowing I was lovable. The same for my wife. It's had a very similar journey and it impacted both our fertility. Our bodies fell into a more healthy state. My wife got a cycle, healthy cycle, for the first time in her life. And my fertility improved dramatically without me trying. All because we stepped out of our house. We explored this possibility of this light, of knowing we're okay. This is what I love doing with my clients, helping them see their thinking is the walls. The walls is their thoughts, and help let go of those stories. The illusions that keep us trapped, that tell us it's not safe outside. To really step into the light and be the person they truly are and create their life that inspires them from the inside out, beyond even having a family. And that's my wish for you. To see that it's a house of thoughts. It's a house of thoughts. It's not truth. And you're never one thought away from back in that light outside, basking in unconditional love. Because it's a birthright. It's who you're born to be, is who you are. And that's my wish for you. Loving you.